Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Paul, writing to the Ephesians, tells them not to act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants them to do. He says in the section titled Living by the Spirit's Power, he says, so be careful how you live. Do not live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. And that is such advice that we need to take today. We are still in evil days. Jesus has not come back. We need to live carefully. Don't live like fools. Be like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity. And like Paul, he made the most of every opportunity to go and speak about the Lord Jesus Christ to others, to plant churches, to write these letters, helping those churches in pastoral situations, in encouragement, helping them to understand their faith. We need not to act thoughtlessly. We need to go to prayer in God and understand what he is calling us to do. Not to think, you know, this is what I should do, or this is what we should do if it's a group or a church, but to go to God and say, God, we are following you, we know you, we love you. What are you calling us to do, or what are you calling me to do? We have to navigate these days, as Paul says, which are evil. We have to be a light in the darkness. We have to overshadow evil with good. We have to show people the hope that we have, that they might come to see what we are believing and what we are living for. Such a responsibility, but that's what we are called to do. You know, this is why Paul is writing and he's telling us as well, living by the Spirit's power. We are guided by God through his Holy Spirit. We are not alone in this. And who would want to be alone, as he says, navigate these evil days, live in these evil days, but live good. And sometimes we just kind of go, what do we do in this situation? How do we get through these difficult situations? Well, that is knowing that God is with us, God is living in us, and that we are not alone. We are not alone, and that's so important. Sometimes Christians think that's it, they become a Christian and they're by themselves, but God is with us and God is for us, and so importantly, God is in us. Paul goes on and says, do not be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual song among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's it, isn't it? When we are living for God and living for his purpose and the purpose that he has given us, how can we not but sing psalms and songs and praises? And not even out loud, in our hearts, where it truly really matters. It's not about show, it's about worshiping God and saying, thank you, Lord, for being with me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for helping me to live the purpose that I am here for, living this fulfilled life for your glory. No wonder our hearts would want to sing out in praises to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these days are difficult for us to live in, but we thank you that you are with us, you are for us. And may we live such a way for your glory that our hearts sing out your praises. Amen.